This is KFIZ Radio and First Presbyterian Church, located at 1225 4th Street here in Fond du Lac. Thank you for joining us this morning in prayer and devotion.
Let us read responsively Psalm 15. Who can live in your tent, Lord? Who can dwell on your holy mountain? The person who lives free of blame does what is right and speaks the truth sincerely, who does no harm with their talk, does no harm to a friend, doesn't insult a neighbor, someone who despises those who act wickedly, but who honors those who honor the Lord, someone who keeps their promise even when it hurts, someone who doesn't lend money with interest, who won't accept a bribe against any innocent person. Whoever does these things will never stumble.
While Jesus and his disciples were traveling, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his message. By contrast, Martha was preoccupied with getting everything ready for the meal. So Martha came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to prepare the table all by myself? Tell her to help me." And the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. Only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part. It won't be taken away from her." Word of the Lord.
So, have any of you ever learned how to juggle? Anybody here ever learned how to juggle? Try. Yeah, it's kind of hard to do. I can't do it at all, so we won't be. But juggling would be if you threw all these things up in the air and you could catch one and throw one and catch another one and have them go all at the same time. And it'd be kind of fun for a little while. But what if everything you did, you tried to juggle things as you were doing it? So I would answer the phone, and then I would do this. And then what do you think would happen if I tried to even do children's time while I was juggling? Probably all of them would end up on the floor, right? Yeah. Sometimes when grown-ups, especially grown-ups, get older, they try to do all the things. All the things all at the same time, and we think we can do it. Sometimes we can do it for a while, and then sometimes all the stuff falls down. Or maybe one of the really important things just gets missed. Well, that's the story that we just heard today, was about Jesus was with Mary and Martha. And he was there to visit with them. And Mary, she didn't juggle anything. She was just there listening. But Martha, she wanted to be a good host. She wanted to make sure everything was ready. She wanted to make sure the table looked great. She wanted to make sure the food was good. She was doing all the things, and she was doing it pretty well. Things weren't dropping, but she was getting kind of annoyed with her sister. Her sister Mary, while Martha was juggling all these things and doing all this great stuff, Mary was sitting and listening. And so Martha got kind of annoyed, and she said, "Jesus, do you see that I am doing all these things to make your visit here so wonderful? And look at my sister. Just tell her to help me." And what did Jesus say to Martha? He said, "Mary's chosen the really important thing." What was her really important thing that she was doing? She was listening. You're right. She was listening. She was listening to God. Sometimes, anybody here have a cell phone? Sometimes if you're talking with your family, maybe mom or dad or maybe a friend, and you're sitting on your phone or you're playing a video game and they're talking to you, but you're still doing that thing. Is that listening? No, it's not, is it? When we listen to someone, we honor them. We tell them, we show them that they're very important. So Martha was trying to do all the things. And remember when I said, when you try to do all the things, it works for a little while, and then all the things kind of fall apart. And maybe you forget the one important thing. The one important thing in this is, these are different scriptures on here and talks about prayer. So if I were to juggle all of these things right now, this thing might fall apart. This thing might not get done. And we want to make sure that we are honoring God and we're honoring our families and we're honoring our people we love by listening to them. So when you are going to talk with your family or going to talk with your friends, really listen. Take some time to listen. Just like we want to really listen to God and honor God. Let's take a little time and let's listen right now. Loving and gracious God, we thank you so much that you give us so many opportunities to learn more about you and more about your love. We know that sometimes we think there's so many things that we need to get done in so little time, and we get so busy doing all those things that we forget the most important thing, and that is to spend time with you. To listen, to really listen. We do that through prayer. We do that through your word. We do that through worship. And we just ask that you would help us to find those opportunities and really listen to you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, amen.
We've all heard this story before. It's a classic Sunday school lesson, often emphasizing the dichotomy of serving and being served, of doing and being, of the physical, the material, and the spiritual. First, I want to look at where this passage sits in Scripture. Before this, we have the story of the Good Samaritan. And after this, it's the story where Jesus teaches us the Lord's Prayer. Sure seems like that even where this scripture is lying, it's building this dichotomy, building this split between the physical and the spiritual. From a story about helping those in need, about serving those who need it, to a story about how to pray. And mashed in the middle is this one. So let's take a look. I want to take it verse by verse and examine this passage to see what it's really trying to teach us. The first verse, verse 38. While Jesus and his disciples were traveling, Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. They entered a village. Just any village. That's not the important part. I always find it interesting what Scripture doesn't tell us, and it doesn't tell us where they went. The important part, what they did tell us, is who they went to stay with. Martha. And with Martha, she welcomes them into her home. This isn't like they were dropping in. It feels like she was ready for them. She was welcoming them in, prepared to take care of Jesus and his disciples. The other interesting thing is the name that is used, Martha. Martha means lady of the house, sort of how we might say Mrs. or ma'am, denoting someone who is in charge of how things are going. Verse 39, we meet Mary, her sister. Again, the use of the name Mary is very important. Because it can be inferred from this context that this is someone most likely younger. Maybe a maiden or we might say miss. Oh, thank you.
Take a moment.
We might say miss. Someone who might be considered socially subordinate to the character of Martha. And we find out what she did. She did what? Well, she disregards her customary duty of serving the guests. Instead, she sits by Jesus and listens. That listens is in the passive, in the original Greek, denoting that she is a receptive mind, a devoted spirit, ready to take in what Jesus has to offer. It sets up this contrast between the older sister, the responsible sister, and this younger sister who seems to go against the norm. There's some interesting word choices, too, in verse 40. By contrast, Martha was occupied for getting everything ready in the meal. So Martha came to him. And said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to prepare a table all by myself? Tell her to help me. In the Greek, the word used for what Martha was doing is the word that they use for attendance, as in attending to someone, to serve, to tend to their needs. I found it interesting in many of the English translations I read, it simply says many tasks. Martha was preoccupied with many tasks. It begs a question about what kind of tasks she was performing, what kinds of tasks she was busy with. It's not as specific or poignant. It's not trying to tell us what she was doing, simply that she was busy. Even the translations of much serving that I've read call into question what kind of serving could be described as distracting or cumbersome. I find that interesting that she said she was distracted with serving, especially coming right after the Good Samaritan, the story about serving those in need no matter what. It's a strange comment. To state that she was distracted with serving, distracted with preparing for Jesus, as though there was something more important to do. Then Martha notices Mary and Jesus sitting there and places herself beside them very, I think, indignantly. Am I supposed to do all the work myself? She insists Mary help her, and as she should be doing. This is where the conflict hits the height, and what will Jesus say? How will he respond to someone asking for help? It's not a wild request, simply, I am preparing everything. I am busy. Can she help me? Tell her to help me. It wasn't even that. It was tell her to help me. But Jesus' response counters Martha's hurried and cumbered mood. Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. One thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, and it won't be taken from her. Martha, Martha. When I hear that phrase, I hear it in sort of a, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed kind of tone. Almost pitying Martha for being so busy and so involved, so engaged with something else. It notes how Martha is upset and distracted by many things. Again, these many things are never specified. And especially with Jesus' words, he never specifies the many things. Unlike the other passages where it says what Martha was busy with, Jesus does actually simply say, "You're distracted with many things." That's what the Greek says. Jesus did not make reference to Martha's serving, her attendance to the guests, or anything like that. Simply that she is concerned about many things and that she is upset. Concerned, well, we can infer, for many physical things. And Mary has chosen the better part. One thing is necessary, and it won't be taken from her. So Jesus turns it around and states that there is only one thing necessary, one thing that is needed. Here, Jesus notes from this physical material and moves into talking about the spiritual world. And it is Mary who has chosen the better portion. And Jesus states that it will not be taken from her. One might think that Jesus would say, "We can continue this later. Go help Martha for a while." Or admonish Mary for being someone who is ignoring the needs of others. But he doesn't. He states, no, this is where she's supposed to be. Despite Martha's pleas for help, Jesus instead seems to dismiss Martha's concern about the many things. He instead reinforces the good portion of abiding in him and sitting down and listening. What many things are keeping us busy? What many things keep us away from spending time with God, from spending time with Jesus? I find it interesting that this is where the story ends, too. Again, it's always interesting what Scripture doesn't tell us. We don't have Martha's response. We don't have Mary's response. We simply have Jesus saying, "Martha, Mary has chosen the better, and it won't be taken from her." And that's it. Does Martha then choose to sit down and unload her many things upon Jesus? Does Mary interrupt and say, "It's okay, I can go help"? We don't know. So what would our response be to that kind of admonishment? Would it be something where we get indignant again, saying, "What are you talking about, Jesus? These many things are necessary. You are just talking and sitting"? Would we understand what Jesus is trying to tell us and sit down and listen as well? As we continue on in our lives, as we get busy with the many things that we have to do, let us always remember to take those moments to sit down and be with God, no matter what it may be. Whether it's a prayer, whether it's meditation, reading Scripture, we can get busy with so many things. Even when we aren't doing something, our minds are constantly moving and thinking of all the things that need to be done, should be done, and could be done. Instead, take a moment to relax and enjoy what God has given us, and that God's relationship with us, that He wants to be in our lives and be with us. Then we pray, Amen.
Thank you for joining us in this time of prayer and devotion. We are First Presbyterian Church in Fond du Lac. We are Christians serving, learning, and loving. For more information about us, our phone number is 920-922-0425. You can find us on the web at www.fdlpresbyterian.org. We are located at 1225 4th Street and have in-person worship on Sundays at 9 a.m. Staff nursery is available for 3 years and under.